And then the best thing that's happened to Bedlack in a long, long time, it actually happened because of Peter. He'd been wondering about the most incredible case of them all, Neldabus, the woman who had sent Bedlack a letter cutting off ties with him. Peter had done some searching, and he'd found a phone number.
And I was thinking, this is one of those calls that goes straight into a dead end. It says, this number has been disconnected. I was not expecting anyone to pick up the phone. So I forgot to record my end of the conversation.
Hello? Yeah.
But you'll get the gist of it.
Yeah, it's me.
And so that is the one and only Neldabus. She said, yep. She's still free of ALS symptoms. She's in good health. And after a few minutes of small talk, I asked if I could patch Dr. Bedlack into the call. She said, okay.
Hi, is this Neldabus?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Mrs. Bus. It's Dr. Richard Bedlack from Duke. How are you?
Oh, okay. Okay. I wasn't sure what you really wanted.
At first, the conversation was a little awkward, understandably, but then Bedlack brought up the letter, and Nelda said, the truth is, I only wrote that letter because I didn't want to upset Dean Kraft and his wife.
Because after they read your article,
mm-hmm.
and they called me up and talked to me for an hour, they said I should have called them first before I ever talked to you. So then I wrote that letter because, you know, I wanted them off my back, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, I appreciate you explaining that to me because I felt terrible that you were mad at me all these years because
No, it wasn't that. It was just that they just were so angry at me, and it was just ridiculous.
And from that moment forward, it seemed like a giant weight had been lifted off of their shoulders, and they could finally have a real conversation. Nelda said that she still believes that there's something special about what Dean Kraft did. She isn't really sure what it is. Bedlack said he didn't know either.
I've seen about 2,000 different people with this now, and I think of all the people that I've ever seen, you're still the most amazing.
Right. I really have no explanation, and I don't know if a DNA test or a blood test would show anything different.
Well, that's part of what I was wondering if you'd be open to is, I've got a student working with me now, and we're working on a protocol where we might be able to draw some blood on folks who'd be willing.
Right.
I think you might hold the key, you know.